Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Last night, you might have stayed up and watched Smears, Survivors and The Search for Truth on ITV. If you didn't, I'm sure it will be on ITV Player very shortly indeed. Incredible piece of journalism by Peter Marshall and his team. Great credits to them. Let's catch up with Peter now and get some reaction from it. Morning to you, Peter.
Morning, Steve. Hi.
Unbelievable documentary. I mean, I said it there. Just when you think you've heard it all, more comes out. When did you start on this piece of work?
Well, I mean, it was, three years ago, I suppose, I was talking to some survivors, and they're really behind this because they're the people who've really driven this very, very hard and made connections online going through the 500,000 documents. And I thought, well, there's stuff here that we certainly don't know, and the stuff still to be told and still to be uncovered. And so it's over the past three years, I think, and we started producing the piece six months ago. So that's basically it. But it's, I mean, really, it's the survivors that one should pay real credit to, because they've really been through it for the past nearly 28 years now.
There's various strands that you've identified that people won't have heard before in terms of other stories. So one of them is around the referee, Ray Lewis, who actually I don't think I'd ever heard speak about Hillsborough until you interviewed him. Just tell us the story that goes around Ray and the statement he gave and how that was altered.
Well, it is extraordinary. I mean, somebody sent me this statement. They found it online, and it didn't seem to quite add up. And so I called him, and he said, yeah, I mean, what happened was he made a statement to West Midlands Police 3 weeks after the disaster. They asked him, a Chief Superintendent Barry Mason of West Midlands took the statement down by hand, and Ray Lewis said to him, well, on the way to the game, I saw supporters of Liverpool and Nottingham Forest sitting together, drinking together, quite happily. They were a mixed bunch. And so Chief Superintendent Mason wrote this down as they were mixed, and Ray Lewis signed it. 25 years later, just before the inquests, he sees the printed-up version of the statement, and it says there, they were pissed. Now, Ray Lewis is completely shocked by this and very angry, because he hadn't said that at all. He'd said they were mixed and in good humour. Mm. And here's this printed version saying they were drunk. And so he's very angry about it. We check out Chief Superintendent Barry Mason of West Midlands Police, and we have him on video 4 years after Hillsborough, talking to officers in the West Midlands before a local derby between Aston Villa and Birmingham City. And Mason is telling his officers, well, beware of fans arriving like the Liverpool fans at Hillsborough, late and drunk. And then 5 years after that, in 1999, 10 years after Hillsborough, Chief Superintendent Barry Mason is jailed for 18 months for a £90,000 fraud. He died earlier this year.
Unbelievable. I mean, just to go back to Ray, and as I say, I hadn't heard from him before. What was it like talking to Ray about his experiences of Hillsborough? And why has he stayed so much out of the limelight, if you like?
Yeah, I think he did do an interview in a local programme, in a programme around the time of the inquest. So I've seen a clip of him. But he's never told this story before, because he didn't know about it, in fact, before. He's a really, really impressive character. A very nice man. He's very upset about what happened to his statement. And you know, he thinks it was written in that way to support an agenda that the police may have had at the time to suggest that fans were drunk. But it is disturbing. But he's a very impressive character. He's incidentally on the FA Council, which is in right. The news at the moment. But also on the FA Council, I think there's 115 members, is Sir Dave Richards, who's another character who features in the film.
I was going to bring him up. And serious doubts cast over the evidence given in a statement by the former Premier League chairman, Sir Dave Richards.
Well, it's open to question. I mean, because Sir Dave, it turns out, made a statement 5 weeks after the disaster, which bore, well, it was very similar to a story which had appeared in The Sun, which suggested Liverpool fans made lewd comments about a victim, a girl. And the thing is, Sir Dave's statement doesn't appear to tally. The detailed description of the clothes doesn't tally with any of the seven girls and women who died at Hillsborough. We wanted to talk to him about this statement, but he just wouldn't respond. He sent all the letters back unopened.
Sent them all back?
All back, yeah, it was very odd.
So literally untouched?
Yes, yes. I mean, we went via his son, who said he'd shred the letters, but in fact he didn't shred them, he just sent them back unopened.
Wow. Right, another element of the programme, talking about a police horse that was apparently burned by cigarettes. Now, a South Yorkshire constable, David Scott, faced no disciplinary action for striking out at Liverpool supporters caught in the crush because it was accepted his horse had been burned by a cigarette. But you found some new evidence on this.
Yes, I mean, there's no photographic evidence of these burns, no evidence of any vet being called. And we spoke to a leading equine behavioural expert who says he finds the story implausible. I mean, there was a statement from a farrier, a chap who shoes horses, in support of David Scott's assertion that his horse seemed to have been burned. And this statement is really lurid. It suggests there were at least 14 burns, some of them right into the horse's flesh, which doesn't really add up at all, according to our equine behavioural expert. He says it's just implausible, that just wouldn't happen.
You put so much work into this, and obviously you mentioned 3 years in the making. Is there almost a feeling that there's no obvious stop point for this? If you kept on investigating other areas, that you could have been working for 4, 5, 6 years on this? It just seems all the time we're hearing new stuff coming out, Peter.
I suppose you're right, yeah. I mean, the thing is that there is so much material out there which is untrawled or hasn't been combed through, and one imagines there are more stories to uncover. But, you know, the IPCC and Operation Resolve have spent 4 years with a lot of manpower and womanpower going through all this and interviewing witnesses. Their reports will be going to the Crown Prosecution Service at the turn of the year. And so decisions will be made about charges in 3 to 6 months after that. So one expects that if there are going to be any charges and trials, that will be in 2018. And at that point, one thinks, well, it should all have been uncovered. But it remains to be seen.
I wanted to get you on today because I just wanted to see some of the reaction once the programme had gone out, and quite rightly, a lot of credit being given to you and your team for putting this documentary together. I'm just looking through some of the social media responses, like Sir Tony Barrett, well done, everyone involved in tonight's documentary. Lou Brooks, of course, thank you. P. Marshall, just can't believe my brother's death is surrounded by so much corruption and lies. You've had an awful lot of feedback since last night.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm never sure about social media because it's a bit of an echo chamber. Mm. But yes, I mean, people seem to be very positive. I think people are still shocked. I mean, I was shocked by what we were finding. And, you know, you think, well, as you said at the beginning, I think that you think you know it all and nothing can surprise you. But some of this stuff really is stomach-turning stuff.
Well, all I can say, it was on at 10:40.
It's late, isn't it?
in my mind, it should have been a 9 o'clock, you know, a little bit more central so more people could have accessed this. But also, I wanted to raise the fact, I think it is on ITV Player, isn't it? So people can catch up with it. Am I right in saying that?
Well, if it's not there, it will be there later today. I think it's there already, yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll be there.
It's well worth looking at. And I know you probably want to pay some credit to your team as well, because it's not just yourself, is it, Peter? A lot of people working on this documentary.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, as I said, the survivors, particularly the anonymous Tenacious Kennedy, and that was his online moniker, but also the producer, Mark Sigsworth, and the team worked incredibly hard. And Hillsborough's a lot to take in. You know, I've obviously known about it ever since it happened, since the day itself, but you know, there's a lot to learn quite quickly for these people who were on it for the last 6 months, and they did so very fast, and they all understood the issues, which are pretty big.
Brilliant, brilliant documentary, Smears, Survivors and the Search for Truth. Peter, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Steve.
Peter Marshall there, a journalist involved in that. Please catch it on ITV Player if you can.
Radio City Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Radio City Talk.